This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Automatic federal budget cuts could be coming to your next flight. The air traffic control system now has to deal with cuts from the so-called sequestration. Every 2 weeks, a controller would have to take a day off without pay. Air traffic is a complex logistics challenge during the best of times and is only partly automated. Peter O'Dowd reports.
Lee Moak is none too happy about it.
Air traffic controllers should not be furloughed, period.
Moak heads the Airline Pilots Association. His group has joined in a lawsuit that would stop the FAA from cutting back what Moak calls essential airport personnel.
These furloughs will impact airports coast to coast every single day.
The FAA would not comment on tape, but the agency said last week that it will furlough 47,000 employees through September. Worst case, the FAA predicts travelers in Atlanta could see flight delays of more than 3 hours. Chicago O'Hare, 2 hours plus. Charlie Leoka directs the Consumer Travel Alliance. He says right now all customers can do is show up at the airport and hope.
That's basically the only recourse we have. So far, airlines have not agreed to allow passengers to rebook flights or change their flights for no cost.
A spokesman for New York area airports says extra customer service reps will be deployed this week, and information about delays will be posted online. I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.